countries. We have the continents here. We have North America, South America, Europe, Antarctica. So this is a map. This is a map of the world. Okay? And we're going to be talking about not all the countries, but some countries. And we're going to have dialogue with some countries. So we have the United States. The United States, and this is where I live, in the United States. Then we have Canada. Canada is above the United States. So here's the United States. So you would have Canada up here. Okay? Then you have Mexico. Mexico is below the United States. this would be Mexico right there. Then you have France. France is across the ocean. So you would find France way over here. Way over there on this side. Then you have England, which is across the ocean where France is. And then you have Italy also across. So you would have to cross the ocean and you would find them over here. Germany. Germany is also across the ocean. Egypt is across the ocean. Spain is across the ocean. Then you have China across the ocean and Japan across the ocean. So, whoops. We go over here and you can find China and and Spain and Egypt all through here. And then Japan is sometimes it's in one of the small little islands. Okay? So, we're going to go and repeat after me. United States. Repeat. United States. Canada. Canada. Mexico. Mexico. France. France. England. England. Italy. Italy. Germany. Germany. Egypt. Egypt, Egypt, Spain, Spain, China, China, Japan, Japan. This is a conversation with a family that's talking about different countries. Cynthia says, "Hello, my name is Cynthia. What is your name?" And Jennifer replies, "My name is Jennifer. Do you live here in the United States?" Cynthia says, "Yes, I'm from the United States. What country did you come from?" So Jennifer replies, "I'm from England. Have you been to England?" And Cynthia says, "No, I haven't, but I've been to Egypt." So this is a conversation about different countries. I would look up, if you can, about these countries and find out more stuff about them, because they're very interesting to visit. I've never been to England or Egypt. Jose, I live in Spain, and my brother lives in China. Joseph, I was a teacher in China, but now I teach in Germany. What kind of work do you do? And Jose says, I am a lawyer. I work for a company in Spain. Do you teach children or adults? Joseph, I teach children in grades 4th and 5th. Jose says, that's great. So So that's a conversation that someone might have about where they're from. Writing sentences, practice three. We're not going to be writing these sentences. We're going to be practicing just reading them. I am going to Egypt to see the huge pyramids. Repeat. I am going to Egypt to see the huge pyramids. The pyramids are those big pyramids like this. In Canada, many people I know speak French. Repeat. In Canada, many people I know speak French. My friend Lisa went to Italy to visit her cousin Jack. Repeat. My friend Lisa went to Italy to visit her cousin Jack. I love the beautiful mountains in Mexico. Repeat. I love the beautiful mountains in Mexico. The panda bear is protected from harm in China. A panda bear is like black and white bear in China. Repeat. The panda bear is protected from harm in China. Japan is a small island in the North Pacific Ocean. Repeat. Japan is a small island in the North Pacific Ocean. Now you're going to practice writing these sentences on your own using paper and practice reading them at the same time. So as you're writing, I want you to say the words. You're going to write dialogue again. You're going to be practicing writing a lot of dialogue. So make up some names and talk about the different kinds of countries. You might want to talk about your country with someone, where you live.